The future of the dairy industry is yet again up for discussion. Dairy Australia's leadership team is in Gippsland today talking with farmers about its Australian dairy plan. It wants to find out from industry what its top priorities are for the next 5 years, with the goal to create a more profitable, united industry. Some farmers have questioned the need for more consultation at a time where farmers are leaving the industry in droves, particularly in northern Victoria. Earlier, I spoke to Dairy Australia Chairman Jeff Odgers.
The dairy industry nationally is currently challenged in a number of ways, and in recent years we've had a lot of volatility in markets and climate, currently faced by some pretty challenging dry conditions right up and down the eastern seaboard. But this Australian Dairy Plan is really about priority setting for the industry in a national sense for the next 5 years, even though we're currently experiencing dry seasonal conditions.
I was reading on your website about the plan. It says to navigate these challenges and to be a strong, united force, farmers, processors and the broader dairy community need to work together and speak with one voice. Are you suggesting that there hasn't been a united voice in the dairy industry in the past?
I think, given the pressures that we've seen right throughout the industry, there's always there's a risk that we're not as cohesive as we should be, and that we're not talking as much as we should be, and we really do need to return to being more profitable, and that brings more confidence, and I think when we're in that shape, we're more united and we're having much better outcomes for industry.
And on the having a united voice on these issues, what other dairy groups are involved in this plan? I mean, we have the state groups like the UDV, we've got Farmer Power. Are they involved in this plan?
They certainly are involved in this plan and very much a part of working together on the engagement phase. At a national level, we've got the Australian Dairy Farmers, the Australian Dairy Products Federation, Dairy Australia and Gardner Foundation.
You mentioned before that farmers are facing pressures, whether it be with the drought or water access, pricing. There's been a lot of issues in the industry already for the past 3 years. We've had consultation on the state of the dairy industry over the past year or so. Why is this conversation about the future still happening? Why isn't there actions already in place?
The respective national organisations all go through strategic planning processes every 3 to 5 years. And we're at a juncture late in 2018 when we decided that we were all about to step into this phase of strategic planning for the whole industry in our respective areas, and that there would be huge merit in doing that together, and the emphasis on which priorities we really need to work on nationally will feed back into those respective strategic plans beyond this process, which will... The engagement phase is happening in May and June. We really encourage all people that are involved in the industry, farmers, processors, service providers and other interested people to attend those sessions and to have their say.
Jeff, you haven't really touched on what actions are actually taking place at the moment to help farmers battling these issues. You've been talking about developing a strategic plan for the next 5 years, but there are ongoing issues that are affecting farmers now. We're seeing lots of farmers leave the dairy industry. There are dairy farms closing weekly. What's being done to address those concerns, which we already know about? What's being done to address them now?
Look, we've got programs that are, I guess, we're taking to farmers as organisations on a regular basis. I'm in Gippsland today and visiting farms in the Maffra and at Yarram, where it's particularly dry. Those farms, the farmers in those regions have in recent times been able to attend events, which are providing practical information on the seasonal settings and things that they might consider doing in a management sense. Beyond that, we're doing one-on-one farm visits with farmers where they wish to look into further planning around finances and feed budgeting. There are a range of supports.
And a lot of them are in place from Agriculture Victoria, but my question to you was really about what is Dairy Australia doing now? We know that these issues are in place. Farmers have said in response to this plan that this is just more consultation, more chit-chat, it's a joke. Why isn't it being fixed? Farmers have been asking, we know the problems that exist. We need to be working on them for the future. What is Dairy Australia doing about those concerns?
Well, I mean, Dairy Australia runs a suite of programs that three-quarters of our funding for programs goes towards programs that farmers can pick up around food planning, animals, farm business management, working on people initiatives, NRM. So they are there through the regional development programs like GIFS Dairy.
What about trying to you know, one in four dairy farmers leaving the industry, weekly closures of dairy farms? We've seen, you know, in Deniliquin, one of the last remaining dairies there has closed. We're seeing lots of them close in northern Victoria. Farmers are seeing that and thinking, what's actually being done to make sure that, you know, there is a future for the Australian dairy industry? What's being done from Dairy Australia's point of view?
Look, I've been in agriculture a long time, and the dairy industry supports each other like no other industry, and bodies like Dairy Australia run a suite of programs that farmers can access on a regular basis if they choose to. In terms of exits, yes, we are having some exits out of northern Victoria. These are quite extreme conditions at the moment on the back of a number of tough years, and farmers are making some difficult decisions. We are doing everything we can to assist in getting that the best outcomes. Farmers that choose to continue farming and also for those that decided they plan to exit.
Just lastly, Jeff, how will this Australian Dairy Plan fix or help the future of the dairy industry?
Well, look, yeah, I'm going to stop there.
And that's where we finished the interview. That's Dairy Australia Chairman Jeff Odgers.